known as the movie capital of the world, bringing films to audiences that provide entertainment and at times thought-provoking drama, Hollywood recently hosted a different kind of media through a unique forum broadcast live worldwide on Supreme Master Television on Saturday, July 26, 2008. The Climate Change International Conference was held at the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, California, USA. Organized by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, it was a conference that brought together green Hollywood celebrities and notable speakers. Co-hosted by Emmy Award-winning television journalist and vegan, Jane Velez Mitchell, the event was informative and the subject matter highly relevant. Three panels were conducted, each with a different theme: the urgent scientific facts of the climate crisis, its spiritual perspectives, and the transformational role of the media. Invited as a special guest speaker, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the panelists as well as the audience. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the Climate Change International Conference.
My name is Daryl Cumberbatch, and I'm a green accountant from Toronto, Canada. My question to you is, should there be warning labels on meat for the chemicals, drugs, and hormones that cause cancer and other diseases such as diabetes?
If we look at what should be the absolute textbook of answering your question, it's Dr. T. Colin Campbell's book, The China Study. It is not only the chemicals we're using in producing meat, but look at the fact that it is animal protein that is the number one cause of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. The largest dietary study that has ever been done in the history of the world. Is it worse when they end up with the chemicals in it and the hormones in it and the antibiotics in it? Absolutely. But if you want to live a long, healthy life, realize that our maker did not build junk. He ended up giving us a phenomenal body. If we would just end up consuming what we were designed for, and it is not hamburger, T-bone steaks, or pork chops. I never saw in 45 years of my life an animal going to the slaughterhouse, clicking their heels and saying, "Oh, yippee skippy, I'm going to be a burger tomorrow." They do not want to die. Our job is to make sure that they are able to live the life they were intended to live so that we can live the life we were intended to live.
It's an honor to experience your energy. And our American Indian people are our nation's first environmentalists. My question to you is, meat wouldn't be such an industry without a fast food retail channel. What can be done about it?
When we stop and look at fast food restaurants today, how many of you ever realize how many of your dollars are going out there subsidizing the price of that hamburger being as cheap as possible? If it was not for the subsidy from the American taxpayers, we would be looking at a burger, a 4-ounce burger, costing about $12. Do you believe that the people going to fast food restaurants would be lining up at $12 for a burger without the subsidy? How many of them realize that when we talk about a thing like a mad cow disease, that it takes the amount of material about that'll cover the sharp end of a pin to cause a disease that is 100% fatal. If we took one of those 4-ounce burgers and we took it to a DNA lab, we would find there are between 500 and 1,000 different animals in one burger. Do you feel comfortable that one of those was not infected? Do you think that we could not use the subsidy from the American taxpayers for education, Social Security, senior citizens, to rebuild our roads and bridges? Do you realize today that the United States of America is spending between $30 and $60 billion to import $20 billion worth of oil from the Middle East? Could we not do better? Should we not be doing what Al Gore is talking about, taking 10 years and making us self-sufficient in electricity? Could we do this? Absolutely, we could do it. We can actually end up with safe, healthy food that costs what it should cost and not subsidized by the American people, and taking our tax dollars and doing the things we really want to see more of.
Thank you, Howard. And I believe our next question is directed to Supreme Master Qinghai.
My name is Steve Behrman, or Swami Beyondananda when I put my turban on. That's when I channel the Swami, so the turban's off. He's channeling me now. There it was. Supreme Master Qinghai, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. On a recent TV program, you suggested that the government could actually subsidize farmers to grow vegetables. Could you make a further comment about that, please?
Yes, sir. First of all, I would like to thank Mr. Howard Lindman for his exceptionally good speech and extraordinary example. If he, as a wealthy cattle farmer, can forsake just everything in one go like that to become vegan, then I believe everyone could learn from his example. He had more to lose than many of us. But he did forsake everything to become a vegan. Thank you, sir, for being a shining example. Mr. Swami, organic farming is always ideal for health and ecology, as we have had it proven from the scientists. And now, organic farming, not only good for health and ecology, it keeps water clean and environment safe. Because at present, this practice is not widely spread and encouraged by the government or by the media. So, in my humble opinion, instead of subsidize for the farmers who lose money on meat, or because the meat was tainted with the disease or something, instead of subsidize for that, the government can subsidize the farmers so they have more financial support to fall on until this become more stabilized as a practice and the market has more demand for organic food. Then farmers will be happy to grow more vegetarian food to supply for the health of human and the planet. That's what I mean by subsidize more for the organic farming, because it helps in many, many angles, not just health, but the water, the health of the planet. And right now we are short of food. So if the farmers are encouraged to grow more on the government to support and subsidize, then of course we will have no problem then, and people will have more vegan food to choose from, and the farmer will also be happy to supply. That's what I meant. Thank you, Swami.
Let's hear it for Howard Lyman, the Supreme Master. Woo! Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you both for your amazingly insightful comments. Howard, for your eye-opening speech. You know, the whole world needs to hear what Supreme Master is saying and what Howard Lyman is saying. And I just wonder, why is it that it takes Supreme Master to tell the world what really the mainstream media should be telling the world but isn't? You know, ask yourself that question. Why are they not conveying this information? All you have to do is look at the television commercials and you'll have your answer. Think about it.
You know, Jane, she's a vegan, but she's so energetic. If you look at her, everyone should feel like they want to be vegan right away. Look at the energy she has all the time, not just today, all the time.
Thank you, Supreme Master.
I saw you on many programs. You're always like this. You are a very good example of a vegan person. Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Master. And you know, my mother is 92, and she's a vegetarian, and she's the one who taught me this. And she is amazingly sharp. She doesn't have Alzheimer's. She's on the internet. She's on YouTube. She's on Google. She's always telling me to get off the internet because she wants to use it. And so you want to live long and healthy, go vegan. You'll be 92 and you'll be running around like a pistol.
That's right. That's right.
And now we have a very short video that really outlines this problem. And, you know, so many people just don't want to face it. They don't want to watch the videos. They don't want to see what's really going on. And I applaud all of you and all of you watching at home for taking a look at this important information about the realities of livestock's long shadow. Well, we've got quite a program planned for you, and I'm so happy the whole world is watching and listening to this because thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai, this information is getting out to the world. Again, 30 languages and more, 14 satellites, and the internet. This is being broadcast around the globe, and people are watching and people are changing as a result.
Now we are going to have our first of three panels, and we're so excited to have some of the real top experts in this field, in this movement, with us today. Dr. Gurminder Singh of the Green Technology Institute, Dr. Jim Stewart of the Sierra Club's Global Warming Committee, and last but not least, Professor Ryan Gault, a leading agriculture expert from the University of California, Davis. First, let's start with Dr. Singh. What is going on with this planet? I understand that you have some shocking new data to tell us about, and it involves global warming. We want to hear it, and the world wants to hear it. Tell us about it.
Let me get it to the point. We passed the tipping point. The tipping point has been reached about a year ago. And what scientists are not talking about is that carbon is not the problem. There are three or four other gases, and at the top of them is methane. Methane is 23 times more toxic than carbon, the carbon footprint. What happened at Kyoto Protocol was politicians got together and developed a document that was compromising the message. We talked about CO2, and the world knows about CO2 now. But CO2 alone is not the problem. Methane is. Besides methane, there is nitric oxide, 300 times more toxic. Now, when you mix all of that gases and you start looking at what that is doing to the global footprint, global warming is accelerating at a very, very fast rate. And today we need to know the truth that this scientific data that we are seeing today is gone far beyond where we think we 5 years ago were saying the world will be lose its ice caps in 60 years. We're losing it in 4 years now. We are revising every fact every single day because some of these things that we are not paying attention to are the leading cause. And this leading cause, when you start looking at methane comes from the permafrost, methane comes from the oceans warming up, and methane comes from animal breeding. When you mix all of these three things, you find we are now heading towards a tech catastrophe at a shorter period of time than anyone have ever planned for. Prince Charles said, beyond 18 months, we are past the tipping point. We are past, you would say, the point where we can not return. But we, as a human society, we can do a lot. We can do a lot to make changes in our lives. This comes down to you and us. It's about no longer saying who else is out there that we can blame. We are the solution. We are the problem.
That's for sure. Dr. Singh, you have a question to ask Supreme Master.
What I wanted to ask is that given all the facts that we are seeing, given the facts on the ground, the changes that are happening, what else out there that the human eye is not able to see? What else the world needs to know that we do not know about at the present moment? That would be my question.
Concerning the point of no return, I'm happy to inform you that we have not passed it yet. And what Prince Charles had meant was that at that time we had about 18 months to change our destiny, like we should go veg completely, go green quickly, and to save the planet. But now, I'm very happy to inform you, if anyone believe my humble opinion or insight, that we have gained 3 years and 4 months we have now, Dr. Singh, to change.
Thank you.
This is what I know from my meditation inside. I cannot prove it to you, but in case you believe it, it's good. If you don't, we still have 3 years and 4 months. And on this note, I would like to thank the new vegans, vegetarian comers who joined the circle of the noble elite, who lives without blood in their hand, who lives as an example of peace that begins with themselves and begins on their dinner table. Because of this, because of the effort of everyone on this planet who knows, who are aware of our predicament at the moment, they have been trying to work very hard to go out of their way to spread the news, information about the danger we are facing, and also to spread the news about the solution we could all take action to save the planet. Therefore, many more people joining our vegetarian and vegan circles now, and that's why we have gained time. I know we have also the plant trees and a little technology here and there, and changing some bulbs and all that, and turn off the light 1 hour here and there. These also help, but very little compared to the blessing merit of vegetarian and vegan diet. Because once they turn their heart into this compassionate direction, the compassionate and loving energy that generates is enormous. That's why we can combat the negative power who want to destroy our planet before we could even have a chance to be awakened spiritually. So I'm very happy to tell you we have a little time. And as we go on, maybe we gain more time. And let's hope so. Thank you so much, Dr. Singh. Don't worry, we are okay for now. I mean, not really okay. We are not really okay, but we are okay. We have hope. You are working. We are working together. And perhaps we still can make it. Who knows, Dr. Singh? Miracles can always happen.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Jim Stewart, can you share with us the depth and the scope of the crisis that we're facing? Exactly how serious is this?
Well, I think that Dr. Singh has already talked about a lot of the crisis, but we can, of course, talk about some specifics in terms of the sea level rising, and if we do lose the Greenland ice cap and the West Antarctica ice shelf, the sea level will rise 40 to 50 feet or 14 meters, and that will, of course, devastate many, many countries in the world. We're also facing a crisis relative to the droughts in some places and floods in other places, as we're well aware of. And the water crisis is becoming even worse because of the fact of the increase in the global temperature means that crops actually need more water in order to be able to grow. And so therefore, at the same time as we're getting less water, we're getting less snowfall and less opportunity to save water in the mountains, we're also needing more water. And of course, everyone is well aware of the fact that the forests are also drying out, and so we're having much, much more prevalent forest fires and much more intense than we ever had before. But I do want to bring a bit of hope to this situation, and that is the technology to solve the global warming crisis is here. We do not need to wait for any new technologies. As Al Gore announced last week, that the technology is available within 10 years to go 100% renewable electricity. And I recommend that you go to his website, wecansolveit.org. And the speech is there, and the details of how this plan could happen are there. Another solution In addition, of course, to the vegetarian and veganism that we've been talking about, is organic farming. The scientists, and perhaps Dr. Galt can tell more about this, but the scientists have shown that organic farming sequesters far more carbon than the normal pesticide, et cetera, farming. And so that you really can, if we could get everybody to go organic farming, we would really save a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. The other ray of hope that I would like to present today is contained in an act that's called AB 32 in California. It's the Global Warming Solutions Act. And just a few weeks ago, they came out with their proposal for the draft scoping plan. The fact that there is this plan is even in existence is totally inspiring, because what this plan does is it looks at all of the major global warming emissions that are happening from the entire state of California and all the 36 million people that live here and all the industries, and they have calculated how much it would require to make the reductions to get back to 1990 levels by the year 2020, which is about a 30% reduction from business as usual. And they have gone through and they have come up with a detailed proposal of how they can reach the 170 million tons per year by 2020. In terms of the reductions. And I recommend that all of you go on the website. It's www.arb.ca.gov. And the Air Resources Board for the state of California has this plan. And they also are asking for comments. And I want to say that they mention in this plan of agriculture is woefully inadequate. There's no mention made of organic agriculture, which has been proven to save global warming. There's no mention made of the aid that would happen if people went to vegetarian or vegan diets. And so you are invited on this website to go make your comments. And I urge all of you and everyone throughout the entire world that's listening to this broadcast to go. You don't have to be a California resident to comment on this, because this plan is a blueprint. This plan could be the plan to save the entire planet. The final thing I want to say is that I want all of you to take a look at this plan and work with your local city, state, and nation to ensure that this kind of comprehensive plan is taken and implemented right now before the 3 years are up.
What's the website?
arb.ca.gov. And click on climate.
Do you have any comments, Supreme Master?
Wonderful speech, wonderful. Yeah. We probably have hope, eh? Yes. Will anybody please log on to that and comment the way Dr. Jim Stewart said? Would we do that?
Yes. Absolutely, Master.
It's very good initiative, Dr. Jim. And I wholly agree with you. It would go a step further if we go veg to take care of the other half. And if we all go waste now, then we could even keep the old technology until all can be replaced. Because a vegetarian diet or vegan diet takes care of 80% reduction of pollution that causes global warming, according to the calculation from the scientists' evidence. And it is the easiest way, the quickest way, and the safest way that we can eliminate 80% of global warming, and almost immediately. And the rest, 20% from everything else, even cars, airplane, or everything else, can be taken care of by nature. Originally, nature can take care even a little bit more than that. It's just that we overloaded her capacity and we over abused the Mother Earth's resources. So we just have to reverse our actions. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Jim. It's nice to know that the government and everyone is really go out of their way to help saving the Earth. I'm so happy.
Because once they turn their heart into this compassionate direction, the compassionate and loving energy that generates is enormous. That's why we can combat the negative power who want to destroy our planet before we could even have a chance to be awakened spiritually.
You're watching Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television. Join us on Friday for part 4 of Climate Change International Conference with special guest Supreme Master Ching Hai. Model of Success is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you ever more happiness and peace in heaven's light and love.